Greg Jones Ellis, 757-894-8938. Nonfiction. Toujours Provence. We had a brief but intense experience with the French medical system early last summer. The guinea pig was Benson, a young American visitor on his first trip to Europe. When I picked him up at the Avignon Railroad Station, he croaked, "Hello," coughed, and clapped a handkerchief to his mouth. He pointed to his throat and made wheezing noises. "Mono," he said.
Mono?
I had no idea what that was. On the way home, I learned that mono was the intimate form of address for mononucleosis, a viral infection causing considerable soreness of the throat.
"Like broken glass," said Benson. "We have to call my brother in Brooklyn. He's a doctor."
I went down to the phone booth at Les Baumettes and fed it with 5-franc pieces while Brooklyn Hospital searched for Benson's brother. He gave me the name of the wonder drug. I called a doctor and asked him if he could come to the house.
"Alors, monsieur,"
the doctor began, but Benson cut him short.
"Mono," he said,
pointing at his throat.
"Comment?"
"Mono, man. Mononucleosis."
"Ah, mononucleose. Peut-être, peut-être."
The doctor looked into Benson's angry throat and took a swab. He wanted to run a laboratory test on the virus. And now, would Monsieur lower his trousers? He took out a syringe, which Benson peered at suspiciously over his shoulder as he slowly dropped his Calvin Klein jeans to half-mast.
"Tell him I'm allergic to most antibiotics. He should call my brother in Brooklyn."
"Comment?"
I explained the problem. Did the doctor by any chance have the wonder drug in his bag?
"Non."
We looked at each other around Benson's bare buttocks. They jerked as Benson coughed painfully. The doctor said he must be given something to reduce the inflammation and that side effects from this particular shot were extremely rare.
"Well, okay."
He bent over, and the doctor injected with a flourish, like a matador going in over the horns.
"Voilà!"